NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's William Littauer.
Greece has announced agreement with Turkey on a plan to end the Cyprus crisis. A communique released in Athens said the same announcement was made in Ankara. It said both Greece and Turkey would gradually withdraw the troops they stationed on Cyprus in violation of the 1960 Zurich Accord for Independence. There still has been no official word from Nicosia, where presidential envoy Cyrus Vance is trying to obtain acceptance of the plan from Cypriot President Makarios. America's senior Roman Catholic prelate, Francis Cardinal Spellman, is dead at the age of 78. Death was attributed to a massive cerebral accident, a term doctors say means a stroke. He had entered St. Vincent's Hospital in New York only this morning. Pope Paul received the news of his death with shock and deepest sorrow and went immediately to his private chapel to pray. More news after this for the RCIA.
Among the more than half a million members of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, are many thousands of registered pharmacists. Through collective bargaining, these dedicated professional employees have achieved high incomes comparable to successful people in other professions. Their investment of many years of education and experience is safeguarded by the union agreements negotiated by the RCIA, local unions, to which they belong. Their union agreements provide economic security and enhance their professional status, provide for protection against arbitrary changes in conditions of their employment for reasonable hours and adequate pensions, health and welfare benefits paid for by their employers. These pharmacists vote upon and ratify all provisions of their collective bargaining agreements. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, William Littauer.
A financial advisor to President Kennedy has criticized the gold exchange standard of $35 an ounce maintained by the United States. Speaking on a French radio program, Professor Robert Crippen of Yale University said the standard allows the United States and Britain to run up large deficits and evade the economic discipline forced on other countries. France is continuing to keep pressure on the value of the dollar, a report from Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Paris.
If President de Gaulle plans to keep up his gold war against the United States Treasury, the word here today is that he has more firepower than ever to pour on. Official figures released by the French Finance Ministry show that French government reserves of gold and dollars rose by more than $334 million during November. It was a record monthly increase and represents about three-quarters of the foreign exchange accumulated by France since the start of the year. Responsible, of course, was the British devaluation of the pound, which sent gold and dollars flowing into Paris throughout most of last month. But whatever the reason, de Gaulle now has more gold and dollars than ever to use in his currency war against the American-backed world monetary system. Total French reserves stand at almost $6.5 billion. An all-time high. Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Paris.
Roving Ambassador Averill Harriman reported to President Johnson today he is hopeful Hanoi will realize a negotiated settlement is the only way out of the Vietnam War. Harriman reported on his recent tour of Romania, Yugoslavia, Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. Everywhere he went, Harriman said, leaders were convinced the president is doing all he can to bring about peace. Communist China has accused American pilots of attacking a Chinese freighter 8 days ago in a North Vietnamese harbor. U.S. officials have declined to comment on the charge. President Johnson has called for agreement on an international treaty to prevent nations from secretly storing atomic weapons capable of wiping out civilization. Mr. Johnson promised to open the United States to international safeguards on all its nuclear activity, not directly affecting national security. He called on other nations to accept the same safeguards. More in a moment.
101. The new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101. It's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
In the tradition of the annual rivalry, past records and odds fell by the wayside in Philadelphia as Navy's inspired football team upset Army 19-14. The middies built up a 19-0 lead and then survived a blistering cadet rally in the fourth quarter. 102,000 fans were on hand for the 68th Army-Navy game. A tornado ripped through the Mississippi farm community of Forest today, killing two persons and injuring at least six others. Again, this hour's top story, Greece announces agreement with Turkey to end Cyprus crisis. Cypriot President Makarios continues to withhold his endorsement of the settlement. William Littower, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Chesterfield 101 brings you NBC Monitor News.
I'm going to go see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
Metropolitan area news next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. The temperature in New York City is 37 degrees and it's partly cloudy. Here are the metropolitan area headlines. Further details on the death of Cardinal Spellman. Mayor Lindsay has ordered all flags on city buildings to fly at half staff. The Cardinal's death has been received with expressions of shock and grief from leaders of government, business, and education throughout the city. The Cardinal was born in a suburb of Boston in 1889. Although he liked to refer to himself as just a humble parish priest, he became perhaps the most famous American churchman in the world. He was Archbishop of the Archdiocese of New York since 1939. He was Cardinal since 1946. His death reduces the ranks of American Cardinals to 7. His death so close to Christmas is noted with particular sadness. For more than 20 years, first as Archbishop, then as Cardinal, he spent Christmas visiting American servicemen abroad. Cardinal Spellman once said, "I get more inspiration from these trips than I do at St. Patrick's." Plans for memorial and funeral services have not yet been announced. In other metropolitan area news, two teenagers identified as 17-year-old Horatio La Cruz and 16-year-old Manuel Colon were arrested today after they attempted to rob a decoy plainclothes policeman. Other members of the new anti-mugging task force closed in soon after the decoy cop was knocked down. The two youths were held in $500 bail. It's 37 degrees and partly cloudy, the humidity 59%, the barometer is falling, and the wind southeast at 8 miles an hour. Tonight will be cloudy and milder. A mixture of snow, sleet, and rain will develop late tonight and then changing to rain tomorrow and ending tomorrow night. Next news at 6 o'clock on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, cheer your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, cheer a great feeling come. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, cheer a great feeling come. Get some soon.
Don't move, just leave your dialogue. Here's Monitor.
Lean
back and stay a while now.
Here's Monitor. Hello, this is Ed McMyron, your host for Monitor 67, where you meet interesting people. Example, our man on the aisle, Leonard Probst, will be along in a few moments with a review of a new play that opened this week, Everything in the Garden. First, Monitor music. Here's that song called Windy, a new version by Percy Faith.
Yeah.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
What is Digel?
Digel is something different for acid indigestion, heartburn, gas.
Huh. How does Digel work that's different from my plain antacid?
Well, plain antacids relieve excess acid, but they don't contain anything extra to relieve that overstuffed feeling you can get with indigestion. Digel relieves excess acid and contains simethicone. Simethicone is the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up stomach gas, too. When you eat too well, demand Digel. When you eat too well, demand Digel. Available at all drug counters in creamy mint tablets or liquid. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Now's the time to get your new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. It's your druggist's free gift for you, and it's ready now. The new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar, free at your druggist's.
This past Wednesday saw the Broadway opening of a new drama by the controversial playwright Edward Albee. For the opinion of our own critic, here is Leonard Probst.
Edward Albee does best what Edward Albee does himself. He is not a team worker. Every time he adapts something, he increases his output but diminishes his reputation. The plays he has written himself, Zoo Story, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and A Delicate Balance are pure, personal, and they win prizes. But his reworked productions, The Ballad of the Sad Cafe and Malcolm, both taken from American novels, were disappointing. This week, Albee's newest rewrite came to Broadway, his adaptation of an English play written in 1962 by the late Giles Cooper. It's called Everything in the Garden and originally was performed by the Royal Shakespeare Theater in London. I read the original play before seeing Albee's play. To put it briefly, it was better the first time. Albee has Americanized it, but he has also sentimentalized it and made it less believable. This is the most straightforward play Albee has ever put his name to. It is as clear as the face of a dollar bill. In fact, that's what it's about, money as a symbol and money as money. As it now stands, the story is set in America and in suburbia. Barbara Galgettis doesn't seem like a suburban wife, and on stage, she is much too worldly. Her husband, Barry Nelson, is a research chemist who makes enough money so they can mortgage their way into a $40,000 home, but doesn't make enough so they can live in it gracefully. Barbara and Barry are best at comedy touches at which Albee is so expert in setting up and capping with humor. Into this homey scene, where all they talk about is money, enters Beatrice Straight. She offers Barbara oodles of money to work in the afternoons as a prostitute, $200 per afternoon, and Barbara is hooked as a hooker. Albee has added a narrator to explain to us in unmistakable terms that greed is the single unquestioned motive in our lives, that money is the symbol of the evil we do, and that we all have our price. Albee's additions succeed in making the play more pompous and sentimental. It is as though he was worried we wouldn't understand what was going on, that we needed to have it Americanized, to have it made meaningful. In any case, somewhere early in the adaptation, the credibility gap starts widening. The characters on stage are too foolish to be believed. For instance, Barry Nelson is forced to keep wondering how his wife has become so rich so quickly, despite the fact that the audience long ago figured it out. Edward Albee is now 39 years old. He is one of the best playwrights in America. He has worked himself into a cycle in which he alternates between a play of his own and adopting somebody else's work. Last week he told me he is working on a new play, pure Albee, called Quotations from Chairman Mao Tse-Tung. No matter what it's called, as long as it's his own, there's reason for hope for better things to come. Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York. That's it from Broadway.
Now, this reminder for your holiday shopping list. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. You're in tune with Monitor, 67, at 16 minutes after the hour. And in just 4 minutes more, Joe Garagiola will be along with some comments on college football's highest honor, the Heisman Trophy. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beat.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. How will you celebrate the 20th anniversary of the State of Israel? How will you observe the birthday of a country that came into being after centuries of persecution and suffering? How will you salute the achievements of an oppressed people who return from the dead to bring their ancient homeland back to life? You have a rare opportunity to celebrate this historic event at the Hanukkah Festival for Israel at Madison Square Garden,
on December 4th, December 18th, and January 1st. Hanukkah is a holiday of freedom. Israel's 20th anniversary is a milestone of freedom. This year, the lights of Hanukkah will burn brighter because Israel's progress against great odds and hardship recalls the spirit of the Maccabees and their brave stand for freedom 2,000 years ago. Say happy anniversary to Israel at the Hanukkah Festival. For ticket information, call Oregon 7-9344. Oregon 7-9344.
Ed McLean here, resuming the action with Monitor 67 as Steve Lawrence sings his latest, a bit of positive identification called It's Gotta Be Me.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never be wrong, I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive, and I won't give up this kind of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me wild.